Plains Tribune presents the Friday Mashup. Growing Business Solutions is an LLC started in Tucson, Arizona in 2004. This is John Dale, everyone. I founded Growing Business Solutions as the master's thesis for the McGuire Center for Entrepreneurship Concentration in Entrepreneurship. Since then, I've worked professionally in enterprise software, delivering solutions to healthcare. I've delivered encryption software for the largest credit union in Canada. I put together a 52-gun raffle for law enforcement, a law enforcement association. I've delivered for higher ed, K-12, and other firms. I can design and build these applications from the ground up. They're scalable, fast, secure, privacy certified. I can also conduct audits, and I can perform consulting of many different technological varieties. Again, that's growingbusinesssolutions.com. Thank you.
He's not the kind to kiss and tell, but he once dated Karen. After every kiss, she'd ask to see his boss, her loss. He might need another space suit, a black belt with the belch. He's the American spaceman, half Irish and half Welsh.
Join us now for the next exciting episode of Captain Backfire, The Out That Came Back In. Previously on Captain Backfire, the captain was collecting cheese rocks on the moon when he found a structural weakness in his methane tank, but he was too far away from the ship to reach safety in time. The tank breached, and then...
This is Mission Control. Are you there, Captain? I repeat, can you hear me? Over. Captain?
Ouch.
Did you just hit the windshield?
Yeah. Hi, how's it going?
But how? I thought you were too far out.
Well, I was too far out, and then I remembered I always carry my Rambo survival knife with me. At the last minute, I vectorized the breech to propel me to safety.
Did you say you vectorized your britches?
Well, not exactly.
Wow.
Anyway, requesting some assistance out here, I'm kind of stuck.
Roger, engaging windshield wipers. Over.
Thanks, Mission Control. Now I need to make it back to the airlock. Any suggestions?
Well, I could reconfigure the tachyon burst sensor array to emit a specialized magnetic pulse to pull you in. It'll take about 7 hours.
That's one option. Any other ideas?
I guess we could just use the transporters.
Yes. Make it so.
Roger. Energization engaged.
I'm having trouble rematerializing his pattern. The graviton quarantine filter is reporting an anomaly. I'm compensating. He's on board.
Acknowledged.
I feel strange.
Running a biometric scan now. No anomaly detected, Cap.
That's better. Hey, why didn't we just use the transporters in the first...
He's not the kind to kiss and tell, but he once dated Karen. After every kiss, she'd ask to see his boss, her loss. He might need another space suit, a black belt with the belch. He's the American spaceman, half Irish and half Welsh.
This is John Dale. I want to share something with you that is near and dear to my heart, and that is my computer monitor. I'm a computer professional. I sit in front of this thing for my job every day, sometimes as much as 18 hours at a time. Over the years, I've been doing this for decades. I've developed something called computer vision syndrome. I have light sensitivity issues when I look away from the monitor. Now, if I step away from the computer for a while, it feels better. But I have to work. I have to get my job done. And that's why I prefer digital ink monitors by DB to Dom. These things use that digital ink like an e-reader, so you don't have this light blasting into your face. They're awesome. Check it out. Go to dbtodom.com today.
Thank you for attending the Talking Classifieds. To place your free Talking Classified, call 605-549-5515. If you need a little help, that's okay. Just leave a message at that same number. That's 605-549-5515. Thank you very much.
Hi, I have an Apples to Apples Junior card game in pristine condition that I'm trying to sell. I've had it for a few years, but only had like a couple chances to play it, so it's in really good condition. The box doesn't have any scuffs or rips, and all the cards are there. I'm asking $15, and you can contact me by texting 520-548-1311. If you're interested or want to make an offer, just go ahead and text me at that number. Thank you. Bye.
Hi, I have a 14-inch adorable ballerina bunny in a cute pink tutu dress. This is an adorable bunny stuffed animal with a cute satin and tulle tutu, and it's pink on a white bunny. It freestands on its own and even has two little bows around its ears, which hang down really far along its back. This would be a great present for any little girl that loves ballet. It looks great sitting on a shelf or for a bed decoration. It is very well stuffed and keeps its shape. It's in good shape with no tears, worn spots, or stains. You can call me at 605-644-7337, and I am asking $20. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Caitlin, and I have a very lightly played with 18-inch doll and horse set with all the original accessories, along with the original horse and doll set comes another doll sleepover set with matching storybook and accessories that include a toothbrush, toothpaste, bunny slippers, and more. Everything is in good condition, and there are no missing pieces or broken parts. All four of the horse's legs can move and bend, and the doll's arms, legs, and head move as well. The doll has rich dark brown hair and dark blue eyes. This collection would make a great Christmas gift, especially with the holidays right around the corner, or even a birthday present for any little girl who loves ranch life. Right now, my asking price is $100. I will take offers on it, and you can reach me at 605-644-7337. Thank you.
Hi, I have two Honda CRV items for sale. The first is a Honda CRV cargo cover. It's like new, and I'm asking $40 for this item. The second item is a Honda CRV 16-inch spare tire with rim. It's never been used, and I'm asking $20 for this item. Please call Steph, S-T-E-P-H, at 720-427-9597 to purchase either item. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I have a Singer sewing machine, model 15-91. It has a pod motor. It requires no belt. It's direct drive, probably from the late 40s, maybe early 50s. An original three-drawer cabinet. The cabinet could stand a little attention on the top surface, but I would rate it as good plus condition with owner's manual, buttonhole attachment, and other attachments. I'm asking $200, must pick up. You can contact me at 605-645-3882. Thank you.
Hello, I'm in the market for crafting supplies, mainly like yarn, fabric, embroidery thread, or similar materials. If you have some old supplies sitting around that you've been like meaning to give away or don't need anymore, I'd be glad to take it off your hands. Just text me at 520-548-1311 and let me know if you're interested and what you have if you have something. Thanks. Have a good one.
Are you looking for a great gift for kids? I have one and make one-of-a-kind handmade hopscotch runners. You can keep those kids moving with this handmade hopscotch runner. It comes with two bean bags. The size of it is 22 inches by 79 inches. And it's made from a colorful collection of lightweight quilting-type fabrics. That has a red heather-colored fabric for the background and the backing. It's great for exercising and learning all in one activity. And the runner is machine washable as well. I have one currently available, and I will also take orders if you have a specific color or theme that you might be interested in. I'm asking $45 for these hopscotch rugs and the bean bags that come with it. You can reach me at 605-644-7337, and my name is Jessica. Thank you.
Hi, hello. I have three new TN315 Brother printer toner cartridges in cayenne, magenta, and yellow. They are genuine Brother cartridges, factory sealed. I'm asking $275 for all three. Please call Steph at 720-427-9597 to purchase these items. Thank you.
Hi. A lady I've known since we were young kids asked me to put her car in an ad here for her, so I'll go ahead with it. It's a 1999 Jaguar model XJ8 four-door sedan, always garaged, almost mint condition, has a little over 100,000 miles on it, original forest green paint, interior is leather, buckskin tan color, has bucket seats in front, automatic on the floor, battery is brand new, she has a clear title in hand, she's asking $10,200 for it or best offer. You can contact her at 605-641-6955. It is a beautiful car. Thank you.
Hi, I have two separate porcelain dolls I'm trying to sell. They can be bought together or separate. The first one is a 16-inch porcelain doll with navy velvet dress, bonnet, and doll stand, and I'm asking $20. This is a really cool old porcelain doll that is in really good condition. She has a pretty navy velvet dress and bonnet that has lace and feathers around it. She has all her original clothing, including bloomers, cotton tights, petticoat, and shoes. With the bonnet, she actually stands 18 inches tall, and she has blue eyes and light golden brown curly hair. She is in great condition, and again, that's a 16-inch porcelain doll with the navy velvet dress for $20. Then I also have a 14-inch porcelain doll with a white lace dress, toy bear and doll stand. This is a really cute 14-inch doll. She's in very good condition. She has pretty blonde curls, blue eyes, and comes with a cute little teddy bear that she's holding. Her clothes are in good condition. She has cotton tights, long bloomers, shoes, and a lacy dress. I'm asking $20 as well for her. And both dolls, like I said, have their own stands. And my name is Jessica. You can reach me at 644-7337. And that is area code 605. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. This is John Dale, also known as Captain Backvar. If you are interested in participating in a country music festival during the summer of 2024, please call 605-549-5515 today and let me know. Thank you so much.
When the internet first came out, it promised to connect the world, and it did. Unfortunately, baked into the internet is the ability to get information about other people. Like lots of information. Of every imaginable type. We believe over time that by respecting your right to privacy, our communities become stronger and more trustworthy. At dbtodom.com, we believe that is a good thing to work for. Thank you.
We love our dogs. We love our pets. But sometimes we just can't afford to take them to the vet, and we have to do something unmentionable. If you or your family or friends find themselves in this circumstance, there's something that you can do. Call Hobo's Healing Heart or look them up on Facebook. I'm not a representative of them, but I would like to wholeheartedly recommend them to you before you consider doing the unthinkable to one of your most loyal, lifelong companions.
look that tail hair is still parted. The day is done and there ain't no work started. Cow dog.
Let's talk about the local library for a moment. We have a great one here in Spearfish. I'd like to shout out immediately to our librarians over there. Nobody's perfect, right? But you guys, gals and guys, have done a fantastic job through the years and have made it possible for our homeschool to thrive like it has. And I just want to share with you my reverence and my respect, despite maybe some contentious conversations we've had about content or some ideological conflicts we might have had. That's what makes our community great, is the fact that we're not all clones and in a cult together. So your guys are awesome. The library here is called the Grace Ballack Memorial Library, and I would like to go through some of the history of that. Now, I can't go through the whole history because it's a very long history. We've had the library for a lot of time, and people like Paul Higbee have researched the origin of the library, and they've gotten into the history of it. And you can find Paul's historical writing about the Grace Ballack Memorial Library here in Spearfish at the library's website. If you just go and type in Grace Ballack, that's B-A-L-L-O-C-H, I believe, Memorial Library in Spearfish, you'll be able to find that information and you can read the full story. I pulled some of that information into this, and I'm also going to give you some of my own account. But Paul, this is definitely I sourced a lot of this information from Paul's writing on that site. Rebecca Pettigrew Evans was Spearfish's first teacher in 1877. She and Fayette Cook, who was the first president of the school that would eventually become the Black Hills State University, brought all the books that they could carry out here to Spearfish. A lot of the people traveling across the plains during that time were bringing chestfuls of books with them, because that was it, man. You couldn't mail order that stuff until the trains eventually started flowing regularly, but then all winter long, sometimes they would get snowed in and the trains were not moving. So it was good to have a supply of books, and they did a lot of reading back then. That was the main form of education, was to read. So it's very important to know how to read, and that's why libraries are so important, because they serve that function as a repository for our knowledge. There are a lot of issues around libraries that we won't get into here, the politics of it. I just want to say thank you, really, with this dissertation historically about our library here in Spearfish. Eventually, Paul goes on to write, along came the library's namesake, Grace Ballack. According to Higbee, education to Grace meant encouraging young people to believe in themselves, to believe they're worthy, and then she would help them find the resources to help actualize their dreams. Grace started out as a librarian at the University of Chicago. She taught at Bloom Township High School in Chicago Heights, where, according to Higbee, she took special interest in pupils needing encouragement in hard times that were happening all around Chicago during that era. After finding her way to Spearfish, after an eventful life, Grace learned she was deathly ill at the age of 63, and she set her sights on solving a problem we had here in Spearfish at that time. We didn't have a library. She meant to start one. Here's an excerpt from her will. To the city of Spearfish, to be used as a nucleus for a city library, I give and bequeath all my books, and I request that a committee be appointed by the mayor of the city of Spearfish to take charge of this bequest. The first library was a 10 by 30 foot room in Tom and Margaret Cutter's Spearfish Hotel, located at the southwest corner of Main and Hudson intersection, where Ace Hardware stands today. On June 1st, 1946, the bank balance and cash on hand for the library totaled $94.35. Before getting its first tax-funded donation from the city of Spearfish, that was $1,000. In today's terms, that's the equivalent of going from about $1,500 to $17,000. In 1959, Grace Ballack's sister, Anna Herfrantz died. Although she lived in Pennsylvania, she had inherited Grace's Spearfish home in 1944, the year of Grace's death. Her will bequeathed the property, close to downtown, to the city for a library site. "This is a splendid site and a wonderful gift to the community," said Frances Rapace. Over the years, the library grew and became an important part of our community, until one afternoon in the 1960s, patrons lined up to check out 123 books. That set a single day record. Fast forward to the present day, and like I said, there's a lot to review and read that's available to you in this story by Paul. He did a great job. He always does a good job, Paul does. Everything I've ever read from Paul has been very thoughtful and eloquent, and he does a good job with it. So go to the city's library website, click on the About tab, and then that should pull down a little menu, and you can click that menu. In there, there's a PDF that you can download. A PDF stands for Portable Document Format, but it's basically a nice thing that's self-contained that you can download and even print it out. I wouldn't sell copies without permission, though, and I'm even being very careful here. I don't want to trample on the rights of Paul or the rights of the library. I'm hoping that this is fair use. That's the spirit and intent of this. So fast forward. The present-day library was part of a $4,550,000 project that was built by Ainsworth Benning. The library was the least controversial part of that project, according to Fred Romkema, and shares the site with the city's other municipal services, from police and fire to public works and city council, city planning. Oh gosh, did I miss anybody? If finance, can't forget finance and legal. Trying to think, did it, city administration? So there's a lot in there. Parks and Rec is housed just down the street at 420 Canyon. But I know that they do spend a lot of time in the municipal building where the library is located. November 11th, 1995. This is my favorite part. Can you just picture this? November 11th, 1995 was moving day, when about 100 folks got together and proudly moved over 33,000 books into the new space that is the current present-day library that we know as the Grace Ballack Memorial Library here in Spearfish. Again, a big thank you to the rank and file over there, especially, who make sure that the books are stocked, make sure that we've got new books that come in. The book request accommodations are incredible. Thank you so much. My family has learned such a great deal because of the presence of this library. And I hope that you will also take some time to go into the library, thank the librarians, and just look around. And if you're not much of a reader, kindle that spirit. Go ahead and read a little bit. It's real good for your mind to get different perspectives. And you can journey with a book in a way that you just can't when you're watching a movie or something else. And by the way, they do have quite a few movie titles over there, too. I highly encourage you to check those out. My name is John Dale, and I am a patron of the Spearfish Library here in Spearfish, South Dakota. Thank you so much for joining me on this segment. I'm proud to be able to thank everyone over there. Have a great day, everyone. Hello, everyone. This is John Dale of Pretty Little Ditties. I play original music, and I do a lot of improv with my presentation. Every performance is different. I also love to teach and interact with people who appreciate and enjoy live music from a real person. I have deep knowledge and experience in music, and it comes through in the playing that I work hard to be able to bring to your event. If you'd like to have me out, please don't hesitate to drop me a note at info@plainstribune.com. Again, that's Pretty Little Ditties. That's what I'm calling my little music venture. So I'd love to hear from you. Thank you.
Howdy, folks. Hey, are you struggling to find a way to stay fit in the wintertime? It's just so easy to kick your feet up and have that fourth cup of hot chocolate with marshmallows, isn't it? Well, I solved this problem for myself about 3 years ago when I started cross-country skiing. We found our way up to the Big Hill facility here near Spearfish. You just hop on Tinton Road, you head up there on Big Hill. That's maintained by Nordic Ski Group. I can't think of the, the Black Hills Nordic Ski Club or something like that. They're on Facebook. If you look up Black Hills Nordic Skiing and cross-country skiing, you'll definitely be able to find them. It's changed my life. It gives me that edge in winter. I don't put on that extra 5 or 10 pounds that then I'm looking at every spring. And it feels great for those of you who are active. I can wholeheartedly recommend that you head up to Big Hill and check out those trails. Also look them up on Facebook and get some pointers and tips for your skis and how to wax them and how you can help to be a good citizen up there. So anyway, I'd like to personally thank Nordic Ski Club folks up there for the work they do maintaining that trail. It's a life changer and it's awesome. It's something that I think I would like to see become more popular in the area. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.
The Lite Phone 2 is a premium, minimal phone. It will never have any social media, clickbait news, email, an internal browser, or any other anxiety-inducing infinite feeds. It's an experience we call going light. It's a phone, it calls, it texts. There's a customizable menu of simple tools and a dashboard website to manage everything. There's a headphone jack, Bluetooth, and it can be used as a personal hotspot. The phone uses unique electric paper screen technology, also found in popular e-readers. This does not emit any blue light like a traditional backlit screen. It's visible in direct sunlight and limited to black and white, intentionally. So if you're interested in the Lite Phone, go to thelitephone.com and tell them John Dale sent you. This is John Dale. On this segment, we're going to discuss homeschooling. The modern homeschool movement began in the 1970s when John Holt, an educational theorist and supporter of school reform, began arguing that former schools' focus on rote learning created an oppressive classroom environment designed to make children compliant employees. Holt called for parents to liberate their children from formal education and instead follow a method today known as unschooling. Early Holt followers connected through Holt's newsletter, Growing Without Schooling, which was founded in 1977. I got this from responsiblehomeschooling.org. We are not Holt followers. That seems rather cultish, doesn't it? We're not followers of Holt. We don't unschool. We just sort of made our path. And I had two assumptions when I started this whole thing, and it was me. It was my fault. This homeschooling thing now of 19 years was my fault. I take full responsibility. When we started it, I thought to myself, I'm a pretty reasonable guy with grandma's common sense. Grandma was a common sense Plains Norwegian here in western South Dakota from the Nisland area, Belfouche area. And to me, it just seemed like, heck, if we get the food right and the water right and we don't have the bad influences from public schools, because a lot of the kids coming in there can be bad influences on your kids, I thought we would be hard-pressed to do worse than the bottom 50% of any public classroom in the United States. That was my assumption. I thought, you know, how could we do worse than some of these schools that we see in Tucson? And not every school is the same, granted. But you have to admit, I mean, with the yard,
out there with the way that they manage things in a public school. Sometimes it looks a little bit institutional. Sometimes it looks a little bit institutionalized. And I think there's some merit to that, and that is we want productive members of society. And in most cases, that means you get a job and work a job and contribute to your community. But there are other skills than simply the ability to work day in and day out for 35 or 40 years. We have to admit that to one another, right? Soon after Holt's arguments inspired the first homeschoolers, Holt's friend, educational theorist Raymond Moore added his voice, arguing that early schooling was detrimental to children and that children should be schooled at home until age 8 or 9 in order to give them a firm educational, psychological, and moral foundation. Moore's 1981 Homegrown Kids quickly became popular and was often the first book homeschoolers read. In my homes, we have not read this yet, but I'm going to go read it now. We'll read it as a family just to see, because we winged it. We used a curriculum at one point, but we really winged it. I mean, there were times when we just felt like we didn't know what we were doing, but in reality, your instincts to protect and connect with your kids are what's extremely important. I've seen great results. It doesn't mean we're out of the woods yet, because you never know what can happen in your child's life to careen them off course. And it doesn't matter what school, I think, that there's always a risk of your kids having that kind of issue. And it's just a nightmare for any parent, regardless of what their educational philosophies are. But we didn't know how this was going to turn out. We had no guarantees. The public school can guarantee that they'll graduate, what, 80% or 50% of their kids who are competent in basic skills. But most of the people I see running around who are quote-unquote productive members of society, they don't read a lot. Some of them do, especially the ones who've joined the military. Though a lot of those guys read. They're like, what in the world? And then they'll dive into literature and history. And it really depends on who's around you and what your influences are and who your mentors are. That's what's really important. I think having an atomic family, which we are very fortunate and blessed to have, the atomic family where the father is respected is key. And there have been pressures on our family and our homeschool at times that were almost unbearable. They still are. When you think about the inertia of our education system and the amount of cash flowing through it that people are dependent upon, they're locked into mortgages and car payments and retirement savings plans, investments, investment accounts, personal projects, recreation and vacations, toys. People become locked into these things, and the commitment of lifelong work is required in order to keep those things. And it's at scale. It's not 1 or 10 or 100 or 1,000 or 10,000 or 100,000. It's millions of people involved with this education system who are making income from it. And that is what is really at the core of trying to do things differently now in the age of information. That was key too, was an insight. I'm a technology guy. And so I had, during my higher education especially, key insights into where everything was going. And so in my mind, it wasn't as big of a risk, even though it seemed like at times everyone was against our decision to homeschool. Oh, it was so difficult emotionally and psychologically at times to continue. But once we got our oldest into like the 7th, 8th grade level, the research is clear. You don't want to switch. So once we had reached that point, we stopped beating ourselves up, even though we still took a lot of criticism in the form of exclusion of peer groups and lack of support and understanding from family. But we knew that it was the right thing to do to see it through. And so there's a lot to this story, and I invite you to share that story with us as we continue to publish about it, because I think that our experience in homeschool, from our perspective, from inside the building, from inside the school, is critical to improving our whole school system. Here in the United States, recently Trump came out
with a concept of American Academy, which is a higher education play that aims to take money from endowments of schools that hate America and divert that to the creation of a delivery system for education here in the United States with an accredited bachelor's degree without all of the, what he calls, extraneous stuff. We'll just put it that way. That's regardless of whether you love or hate that particular individual. That direction is intriguing because, especially to me, after being inside of an actual homeschool for 19 years now, basically 17, but I started with foam letters and numbers from the very beginning. I mean, it was locked in on that goal from the very, very beginning. From the time our first daughter was born, we started educating. And so it's been a good 19 years, and from the inside, I'm seeing we have real opportunity to make sweeping improvements quickly, just having a little bit of faith in ourselves. We need to believe in ourselves as parents and families. We need to believe in our parents as children, that they have the best interests in mind for us. Nobody cares about you like your parents. Parents will literally do anything for their children. That is also a little dangerous because that energy and that dedication can be misdirected and misused. That's something that we need to be careful of, is we're not stampeding our parents. But I think that this guy Holt, he was onto something and he had a vision for it. And it's tough to deny. It's really tough to deny that there's some efficacy to what he was saying. I don't believe in what he's, everything word for word that he decided to do. And we're not cultish-like followers of that. But we are open-minded. And we are an atomic family, too. And I challenge you to find any family out there that's more conservative than we are. And that doesn't necessarily mean religious. That just means conservative. Go look it up in the dictionary because it's the strict definition that I'm talking about. So at any rate, I just wanted to share that with you in this segment because it's an important, we're at an important turning point here and we're at an impasse. And the Department of Education and our education system is being used right now by both good and bad people. And we have to be careful as good people to try to do our best to shepherd our children in the right direction to prepare them for the future and ensure the continuity of this great republic. Thank you so much for joining me. Have a great day. Growing Business Solutions is an LLC started in Tucson, Arizona in 2004. This is John Dale, everyone. I founded Growing Business Solutions as the master's thesis for the McGuire Center for Entrepreneurship, Concentration in Entrepreneurship. Since then, I've worked professionally in enterprise software, delivering solutions to healthcare. I've delivered encryption software for the largest credit union in Canada. I put together a 52-gun raffle for law enforcement, a law enforcement association. I've delivered for higher ed, K through 12, and other firms. I can design and build these applications from the ground up. They're scalable, fast, secure, privacy certified. I can also conduct audits, and I can perform consulting of many different technological varieties. Again, that's growingbusinesssolutions.com. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. This is John Dale. Do you know any fiddle pickers here in the area who would like to feature their original music on the program? If so, have them call 605-549-5515 and leave a message to put us in contact. Basically, you can think of it like an open mic, a digital open mic. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Sony branch. As the sun rises, licks him. As he looks down on a seed of grass,
circling overhead, praying that soon I wind up dead. When I die, they're gonna bury me underneath the center of that old oak tree. Everywhere I go, I carry this curse. My daddy said, boy, it could be worse. But don't you go blaming your mama and me when you wind up swinging from that old oak tree. 'Cause you've only got yourself to blame. You've only got yourself to blame. So I gotta catch a ride on the southbound train. Gotta leave tonight in the pouring rain. Sun comes up, I'll be long gone, and they're never gonna find me where I roam. Lizard caught himself a bug, and I got me a fifth of that liquid drug. It's times like this that I feel free. Forget I'm headed for that old oak tree. And I met a girl on the street just two towns back, and I gave her all the decency I had. And I asked her if she'd marry me. She said, boy, you're headed for that old oak tree. You've only got yourself to blame. You've only got yourself to blame. So I gotta catch a ride on the southbound train. Gotta leave tonight in the pouring rain. Sun comes up, I'll be long gone, and they're never gonna find me where I roam. You've only got yourself to blame. you've only got yourself to blame. Vultures circling overhead, they're praying that soon I wind up dead. When I die, they're gonna bury me underneath the center of that old oak tree. We'll be right back.